Debbie. His arms are my arms. Dear Pearls, I have not felt close to God for a long time. Something was missing. I found myself empty and lonely. I really had no idea what was wrong. I was aimless as a mother, and my discipline of the children was inconsistent and fraught with anger. My household management was wanting. In the past, my husband and I have had a great relationship, but even that was limp. I often cried myself to sleep, not knowing what was wrong. My husband had been attempting to get intimate with me during that time of the month, at which time I usually pushed him away. He knew it was that time again, but assured me that he wanted to just give me pleasure. Actually, he has attempted to give me pleasurable moments as opposed to all the way for years, but I have resisted him. I guess I must think in boxes. It is either all or nothing for me. And so when I did not think it was all a good time, then it was nothing. Last night, after I resisted my husband yet again, my heart cried out to God and I began to cry and pray. Eventually, the sobbing subsided, and I calmed down. My dear husband had sleepily held me and let me cry it out. It was then I felt like God said, in that still, small voice, "Those arms that hold you so lovingly are my arms." I felt the warmth and strength of my husband's arms around me. I realized that by pushing my husband away, I have been pushing the Lord away. No wonder I was lonely. The very one given to be my Savior and guide here on earth, I was refusing to receive comfort from. How eagerly I went to my husband, and how eager I will always remain. Life is an education. Boxes, boundaries, self-imposed rules, they are all the same ink. Today was like a new day. My children, my house, my chores, I saw everything with different eyes, thankful eyes, a grateful heart, and a soul full of joy and love. Cheryl. A wise woman gauges her husband's needs. She seeks to fulfill his desires before even he is aware of them. She never leaves him daydreaming outside the home. She supplies his every desire.